You do indeed play a little.
I was not wrong then in my assessment.
You're very cool. An orphan child of low degree. Where do you find such coolness?
Out of my head, sir.
The one I see on your shoulders?
Yes, sir.
And has it other furniture of the same kind within?
It is well stocked, I hope, sir.
What are you about, Miss Eyre, to let Adele sit up so late? Take her to bed.
I might alone, monsieur?
It will be here. It will be here. Yes, you're right. Neither am I. Well, talk to me, Miss Eyre. Don't just sit there.
About what, sir?
About what? About anything. Can't you see that I'm in a mood to talk? Tell me how you get your peace of mind. Remorse is the poison of life. Dread it if ever you are tempted to err. What then? What could ever tempt you? Where are you going?
To put Adele to bed, sir.
Never mind Adele. She is happy. As her mother was. You saw how she took possession of that box? So her mother took possession of me. I have been green too, Miss Eyre. Grass green.
Is Adele your child, sir?
No, she is not. Although her mother presented her to me as such. Not that green, by God, Miss Eyre. No, not that green. No, she is the daughter of an itinerant musician with whom her mother finally ran off, clutching in her little hand the pieces of jewelry that I had given her. She left the child in Paris. I brought her here a year ago when I'd heard her mother had died. Child is, of course, illegitimate. Knowing her antecedents, you will no doubt think less of your protege now.
The child cannot be blamed for her mother's faults.
Confound it. Have you none of your own? Well, good night. I see you also paint a little.
Yes.
A little more than you play. You see, I'm in a more encouraging mood today.
A little more, sir.
Do you never laugh?
Frequently.
But I do not amuse you. By God, you amuse me, Miss Eyre. You may take tea with me later. Cheer me up.
It's a new role for me, sir, that of court jester. But if it cheers you up, I'm happy. There. Who is it? Outside my door and laughter. I came out into the passage and shall I fetch Mrs. Fairfax?
No. Let her sleep. Say nothing. I want no one to know what you've heard.
Was it Grace Poole, sir?
Yes, I think so.